Do you thank the Lord for gathering us together once again?
主，我们谢谢你再一次召集我们在一起。
We thank you for our brother and our sister's opening.
谢谢弟兄姐妹在这里的开头。
I may have a partial answer to where that quote came from.
我也许会有一点的解答，刚刚弟兄所提到的这一句。
Last week I was reading T. Austin Sparks' Discipline Unto Prayer.
上个星期我在那里读 Sparks 弟兄的讲到祷告的这个培养。
And in the chapter on corporate prayer, he said these words.
在那一章说到团体祷告的时候，他说到。
He said it can be rightly said that the prayer gathering is the index and register of the church's life.
他说到这个团体的祷告可以说是这个教会团体生活的一个指南和指标。
He went on to say, show us your prayer gathering.
也许你会说你来看我们的祷告聚会。
And let us hear how the believers pray.
你在那里看见我们所信的这些弟兄姐妹他们如何祷告。
And we will tell you what kind of a church that is.
完了你可以说我们是如怎样的一个教会。
Our brother Kong used to tell us likewise that you know the strength of the assembly by the prayer meeting.
所以江弟兄常常跟我们这样说，一个教会的他的力量在乎于他的祷告聚会。
Well, let's read some verses. We'll turn to Matthew 28.
我们接下来再看一些经节，我们一起翻到马太福音的二十八章。
And we'll look at verse 18, the second part only.
我们看二十八节。二十八章的十八节的后半段。
I think this is a most wonderful statement of our Lord Jesus.
这是我们主耶稣所说的最最美好的这句陈述。
All power has been given me in the heaven and upon the earth.
他说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
Tonight we'll be talking about the power of corporate prayer.
今天晚上我们要在这里讲祷告群团体祷告的能力。
At the end of the Lord's earthly ministry, he made this most profound statement.
在我们主耶稣结束他在地上的执事的时候，他在这里有这样的一个宣告。
All power has been given me in heaven and upon earth.
所有的权柄是天上的地下的都已经赐给他了。
Like that wonderful hymn that we just sang together, it's all the power comes from the Lord Jesus.
就像我们刚刚所唱的那首诗歌，所有的这个能力都是从主而来。
Look at Matthew 16.
我们再看马太福音的十六章。
Just like to read one verse, verse 19.
我们只读一节，十九节。
You're familiar with this already.
你已经对它很熟悉了。
And I will give to thee the keys of the kingdom of the heavens. And whatsoever thou mayest bind upon the earth shall be bound in the heavens. And whatsoever thou mayest loose on the earth shall be loosed in the heavens.
我要把天国的钥匙给你，凡你在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑；凡你在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。
Let's look at the companion verses in Matthew 18.
我们再来看十八章里面的这相同的一节。
We'll begin with verse 18.
十八节。
Verily I say to you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on the earth shall be loosed in heaven.
我实在告诉你们，凡你们在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑。凡你们在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。
Again, I say to you that if two of you shall agree on earth concerning any matter, whatsoever it may be, that they shall ask, it shall come to them from my Father who is in the heavens.
我又告诉你们，若是你们中间有两个人在地上同心合意的求什么事，我在天上的父必为他们成全。
For where two or three are gathered together unto my name, There am I in the midst of them.
因为无论在哪里，有两三个人奉我的名聚会，那里就有我在他们中间。
Turn to John chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章。
Just read a few verses beginning in 12 to 14.
从十二节到十四节。
Verily, verily, I say to you, he that believes on me, the works which I do, shall he do also. And he shall do greater than these, because I go to the Father.
我实实在在地告诉你们，我所做的事，信我的人也要做，并且要做比这更大的事，因为我往父那里去。
And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, this will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son.
你们奉我的名无论求什么，我必成就，叫父因儿子得荣耀。
If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it.
你们若奉我的名求什么，我必成就。
And turn to the last book of the Bible, the Revelation.
接下来我们看最后的一本书，启示录。
Chapter 5, verse 8.
第五章第八节。
And when he took the book, the four living creatures and 24 elders fell before the Lamb, having each a harp and golden bowls full of incenses, which are the prayers of the saints.
他既拿了书卷，四活物和二十四位长老就俯伏在羔羊面前，各拿着琴和盛满了香的金炉，这香就是众圣徒的祈祷。
Look at chapter 8, we'll just read 3 to 5.
第八章我们读三到五节。
And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer, and much incense was given to him that he might give efficacy to the prayers of all the saints at the golden altar, which was before the throne.
另有一位天使拿着金香炉来，站在祭坛旁边，有许多香赐给他，要和众圣徒的祈祷一同献在宝座前的金坛上。
And the smoke of the incense went up with the prayers of the saints out of the hand of the angel before God.
那香的烟和众圣徒的祈祷从天使的手中一同升到神面前。
And the angel took the censer and filled it from the fire of the altar and cast it on the earth, and there were voices and thunders and lightnings and an earthquake.
天使拿着香炉盛满了坛上的火，倒在地上，虽有雷轰、大声、闪电、地震。
Let's have another word of prayer.
我们再有些祷告。
Lord, when we come to your word, we confess our absolute dependence.
主，当我们来到你的话语面前，我们要承认我们只有单单的依靠你。
We acknowledge that you're the only one who can speak your words.
我们在这里承认说，只有你能够说你自己的话。
And your words are filled with power and light.
你的话充满了能力和亮光。
We ask that the Holy Spirit would descend upon us this afternoon and your living words would be spoken.
我们在这里祷告，你自己的圣灵降在我们中间，好叫你自己的话在我们中间可以得释放。
Lord, we want to cooperate with you in this matter of corporate prayer, but we need you to lead us into a fuller understanding and a fuller participation in this great ministry.
主，我们愿意在这个团体祷告的事上与你合作，但是我们需要你在这里带领我们进入完全的认识，完全的在这里明白。
And these things we ask in the name of our beloved Lord Jesus Christ.
我们祷告是奉可爱的主耶稣的名。 Amen.
Well, tonight we're going to our second matter.
接下来我们要看第二件事。
I should say this afternoon we're going to our second matter.
是，今天下午我们来看第二件事。
We'll be looking at the power of corporate prayer.
我们来看团体祷告的能力。
Last night we looked at the priority of corporate prayer.
昨天我们在那里讲的是祷告的优先权。
Brothers and sisters, the Bible makes an enormous deal about the priority of corporate prayer.
在圣经里面我们发现他在那里实在把这个祷告的优先权讲得那样的清楚。
Last week when I was reading that book of Brother Sparks, Disciplined Under Prayer, I found this quote that I so loved.
所以上个星期我开始在那里读史百克弟兄有关于团体祷告的训练。
He said, while it is true, a very large place is given in the Bible for individual and personal prayer.
虽然在很多的时候我们把这个祷告的重点重心放在个人在主面前的祷告。
It is also true that a very great value is put upon corporate prayer.
但实在这是那样的真实，这个团体的祷告是有如此大的价值。
Which cannot be known in individual prayer.
这个是在个人的私下的祷告是不能发觉的。
This is what the priority of corporate prayer means.
所以这个就是关于这个团体祷告有何等的优先。
Corporate prayer, we said, is defined not just as the prayers of individuals and personal prayers.
所以团体祷告实在不是我们说到个人亲近主的祷告或者私下的与主的那个交通的祷告。
But it's the prayers of the church.
而是教会在一起的祷告。
The Lord came to the earth for His church.
主来到地上是为着他的教会。
And I tried to impress you in this matter that when the Lord spoke of that thing most beloved in His heart,
当我们的主在那里提到这个的时候，是他心中最最珍宝的。
Only twice in Matthew 16 and then again in Matthew 18,
只有在马太十六章和十八章里面提及。
Did He speak by name His church?
他提到教会这两个字。
And at the end of both of those sections, he made it abundantly clear that the priority for that church would be corporate prayer.
在讲述了这两个地方，他结束的时候，他提到了那个优先，特别清楚的那个优先，就是有关于团体的祷告。
He not only did that, when he came to the end of his ministry, when he entered Jerusalem for the first time at the end of his ministry.
当他在结束他在地上的那个职事，当他进入耶路撒冷城的时候，
You remember he cleansed the temple.
他在那里洁净圣殿。
And when he cleansed the temple,
当他在那里清洁洁净他的圣殿的时候，
he said the most profound statement.
他讲了一个非常重要的这样的宣告。
You think about that, dear brothers and sisters, he could have said so many things at that moment.
那个时候他可以说许多许多不同的事情。
He could have said, my house is a house of holiness.
他可以说我的殿是一个圣洁的殿。
My house is a house of habitation for God in the Spirit.
他也可以说我的殿是神居住在里面的那个圣灵里面的殿。
My house is a place for the gospel.
我的殿是一个传讲福音的殿。
We could go on and on, and all of those things are right.
我们可以在这里一样一样的在那里想到他能说的。
But you can only understand his priority for corporate prayer when he said, "My house shall be called a house of prayer."
但是他在这里提及的说到的是我的殿。将被称为万民祷告的殿。
What a great purpose he has for us.
是怎样的一个伟大的一个目的，他向着我们的心意。
We know that the house of God is not a building.
我们知道这个神的殿不是一个外在的一个建筑物。
We know that the house of God is not a place you go to once or twice a week if you're devoted.
也不是说一个聚会的地方，我们每个星期只要去一次或者两次。
We know that the house of God is a people for His own possession.
我们知道这个神的家是所有他所喜爱的、被他所招的子民的聚集。
And He comes to save that people and make that people into the house that He wants.
他在 他来到地上就来结来来拯救他们，让他们一同进入神的家。
And he joins with that people for his own eternal purpose.
而且他让这些人能够联合起来，为着他自己永远的旨意。
And he will not do without working through his own people.
他也不做任何的工，若不是借着他的子民在那里一同的同工。
You know, the eternal purpose of God will not be completed without us.
你知道神永远的旨意若没有我们一起同工就不能完成。
That's the priority of this matter.
这个就是我们所说的这个优先的次序。
The second thing we need to know is the power of corporate prayer.
第二件事情我们必须知道的是祷告的能力。
Brother, I wish I could remember that line in that hymn. And maybe it was the fourth verse.
弟兄，我但愿我能够记得这首诗歌里面唱的那一句话。
What does it say? That prayer is the power that moves the hand that moves all things.
说到祷告是那个能力，是因着这个能够推动一切之事的这个手在那里推动。
Is that close?Read it to me. Prayer, corporate prayer. It moves his hands.
你认识，你知道这个祷告，团体祷告的能力是在那里推动那双手。
Somehow, in the mystery of fellowship, God has designed this communion between the Son and the Father.
在这个奥秘交通的奥秘的里面，神在那里已经设计好了他的儿子跟父之间的那个交通。
And then as 1 Corinthians 1 verse 9 says, He has called us into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
在哥林多前书第一章第九节里面说到，他呼召我们与他的儿子一同有交通，一同有份。
And the mystery of fellowship is this.
而这个奥秘，这个交通的奥秘就是这个。
Well, actually, the phrase I think from Ephesians 1 verse 9 is the fellowship of the mystery.
在那个以弗所书的第一章的第九节说到那个奥秘，那个交通的奥秘。
Is he chooses not to work by himself, but to work with his people to accomplish his eternal purpose.
就是他不是靠着自己在那里成就他的旨意，而是他拣选了他的子民与他一同来完成他的旨意。
This is so important.
这个实在是太重要了。
If you can understand the power of corporate prayer, you need to understand it in the light.That God is going to use the prayers of the church.
我们若是要来认识这个祷告，团体祷告的能力，我们必须先来认识神要使用这个祷告。
And with these prayers, He will do all that is in His heart to do.
借着这样的祷告，他要成就他心里所要成就的。
I mentioned to you a brother by the name of E.M. Bounds last night.
昨晚上我已经提到这个邦茨弟兄。
He was quite an authority on prayer.
他实在对这个祷告是很了解。
He wrote several books, a number of books on prayer.
他写了几本书，蛮多的书讲到有关祷告的事情。
But I think he was one that really understood the power of prayer.
因为他实在明白这个祷告的能力。
He said this profound statement.
他讲了这一个非常非常深刻的话。
He said, God shapes the world through prayer.
神借着祷告来塑造世界。
Without the prayers of the church, the Lord won't accomplish all that He wants to do.
若是没有教会的祷告，神不能在那里成就他想要做的。
I think we need to understand this, and then we'll understand the power.Of corporate prayer.
我们需要认识这个才能来认识祷告的能力。
Well, we're going to look at four things.
我们要来看四件事。
There's so much more we could say, but we're going to limit it to four things.
我们能够说许多的，但是我们就来看，集中看这四样。
We need to understand that mysterious statement to know the power of binding and loosing.
我们一起来看这个看起来是很有秘密很不能理解的就是关于捆绑与释放的能力。
We need to understand, secondly, the power of His name.
第二，我们要来认识他名的能力。
We need to understand, in a third sense, the power of His presence.
第三件事情，我们要认识他同在的能力。
And we need to understand this thing I read in those verses in Revelation, the power of incense.
接着我们要来看在启示录里面提到的这个香的能力。
I just want to mention a few more things Brother Lance said in his school of prayer.
还有几件事我要提到的就是 兰佩德弟兄在他祷告的学校这本书所提的。
He said there could be few matters more strategically vital to the church of God than this matter of corporate prayer.
对于神的教会来说，很少有事情能比团体祷告这件事更具有战略意义。
And then I think he gave a prophetic word over 50 years ago in Halford House in Richmond, Surrey, England.
在五十年前，他在那里就已经在那里像先知预言一样讲到这些事情。当时他是在英国的哈佛那个 House。
In the days that lie ahead, during the last phase of world history,
在前面的日子里，在人类历史最后的阶段，
we shall need to know how to pray together.
我们将需要知道如何一起祷告，
and how to pray through in a matter together.
以及如何一起把一件事祷告到底。
Furthermore, should real persecution come in the decades that lie ahead,
此外如果在未来几十年里真正的逼迫来到
and should we lose our liberty,
并且我们失去自由
then we have got to know in small groups,
那么我们
we can really get together, how we can really get through together.
那么我们必须知道在小组的里面我们怎样能够真正一起得着突破一起通过
I don't know of a more prophetically clear statement made about corporate prayer than this that was made over 50 years ago
我不知道还有其他的像先知这样的预言的话在这五十年前 Lance Lambert 弟兄所做的
He also said corporate prayer is so little understood and so little taught.
他在这本书里继续有说，他说有关团体祷告这件事实在如此少被理解，也如此少被教导。
May the Lord in His mercy help us to enter into the reality of this exercise of corporate prayer.
愿神怜悯我们，好让我们真实的能够进入这个团体祷告的实际。
Let's begin by looking at the power of binding and loosing.
我们先来看这个捆绑与释放的能力。
Both the texts in Matthew 16 and Matthew 18 that show us the eternal purpose of God end with the exact same thing.
我们在马太的十六章和十八章一同看见神永远的旨意在这里是在最后集中在一样的事情上面。
This may be a mysterious statement to you.
这也许对你来说是有一些不是那么的清楚。
In Matthew 16 verse 19 it says, And whatsoever thou mayest bind upon the earth shall be bound in the heavens, and whatsoever thou mayest loose on the earth,shall be loosed in the heavens.
在十六章十九节说到我要把天国的钥匙给你凡你在地上所捆绑的在天上也要捆绑凡你在地上所释放的在天上也要释放
Matthew 18 verse 18 says almost identical the same thing.
这马太十八章的十八节讲的几乎是一模一样的话
Whatsoever you shall bind on the earthshall be bound in the heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on the earth shall be loosed in the heavens.
我实在告诉你们，凡你们在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑；凡你们在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。
This is the power the Lord gives the church when it comes to prayer.
这个是主赐给他的教会讲到团体祷告的时候的能力。
I remember when I was a young brother and I read these verses, I thought, well, maybe this is a translation error.
当我是个年轻的弟兄的时候，我在读到这个地方的时候，我说这个地方好像有翻译的错误。
Shouldn't it be the Lord who is binding and loosing?
难道不应该是主在那里捆绑，在那里释放吗？
But when you read this, it clearly says, whatsoever ye bind shall be bound, and whatsoever ye loose shall be loosed. And these were his words to his church.
在这里你读的时候，你看得清楚是主他自己的话在那里说，凡你在地上所捆绑的，凡你在地上所释放的。
I was equally confused when just a few year or so later I received Brother Nee's book on the prayer ministry of the church.
完了几年以后，我拿到了尼弟兄的教会祷告的执事那本书。
And he said the most powerful statement.
他在那里讲到非常有力量的话。
When he spoke of corporate prayer, he said the earth governs heaven.
他在那里讲到团体祷告的时候，他说地上在那里支配天上。
That confused me as a young believer.
那个时候作为一个年轻的信徒，我实在不能理解。
I thought, can this be true?
这怎么可能是真的呢？
But this is precisely true.
但实在这个确实是真的。
Our Lord Jesus refuses to work unless his church begins to cooperate with him.
我们的主耶稣他拒绝自己动工，他要等候他的教会开始动工。
Oh, I thought it should be the heavens govern earth.
这里我们看见，我想应该是说天来支配地。
But this is the great mystery of the power of corporate prayer.
这个就是团体祷告的那个奥秘。
We owe a great deal to Brother Nee.
我们实在欠尼弟兄很多。
I don't know of any other book before that book that really went into the depth of understanding of corporate prayer.
我不知道任何其他的书像尼弟兄这本书讲的那么的透彻有关于团体祷告的事情。
That's what Brother Lance meant when he said it is so little known and so little practiced.
所以兰佩德弟兄讲到的就说这些是少被人知少被教导的。
A few important things to explain the mystery of corporate prayer.
有几件事情我必须在这里有解释的。
Our Lord Jesus joined himself with the church, so he and his church would cooperate in bringing in all that he has purposed in his heart.
我们的主耶稣他在这里与他的教会联合，一同同工，把他的旨意能够带到地上。
God created man with free will and a desire that those he created would choose his will.
神所创造的人因着他们有自由意志，但是当他们来选择神的意志的时候，
and they would work together with God in the accomplishment of his will.
当他们这样子的时候，他们能够一同做工来完成神的旨意。
How important that is.
这个是何等的重要。
The great mystery of binding and loosing is the Almighty God limits himself.
这个说到捆绑和释放的能力是说到我们的神他愿意受人的限制。
To the people he has called into this fellowship.
受限于那些被他所招与他一同交通的人的限制。
Then, as his people cooperate with him, he will complete the work that he intends to do.
当这些子民与他一同合作的时候，他可以在那里完成他想要完成的。
This is binding and loosing.
这个就是
捆绑与释放。This is the power of binding and loosing.
这就是捆绑与释放的能力。
And this is why God is looking for man's cooperation.
这也是为什么神在那里寻找人的合作。
A few more things Brother Nee said. in the prayer ministry of the church.
还有几件事情, 你弟兄在教会的祷告执事这本书中提到,
He said the peculiar point here is the action on earth precedes the action in heaven.
独特之处是地上的行动先于天上的行动。
Did you notice when we read those verses in Matthew 16 and 18?
你看到在马太福音16章和19章讲到的这些18章所讲到的,
It says, whatsoever ye bind.
说到, 无论你在那里要捆绑的,
whatsoever you loose.
凡是你要在那里释放的,
that precedes the action in heaven.
这些都是在天上的行动之先。
And then it says, shall be bound in the heaven, or shall be loosed in the heaven.
接着他就说, 在地上, 在天上也要被捆绑, 在天上也要被释放。
This was great revelation to understand this specific point.
这是一个伟大的启示, 说到这个捆绑和释放的这件事。
He said, not only does it precede the action in heaven, it governs the action in heaven.
他说不仅是一个先于另外一个更是说到这个地上的在那里支配天上的。
And I want you to remember this statement if you forget all else.
我要再提一下。
He said the most profound thing.
他在这里讲到的是最重要的。
He said, for during the present age, all the works of God are done on this ground.
因为在现今这个时代里, 神一切的作为都是基于这一立场实行。
How remarkable!
何等的伟大！
Do you think now there's much power in corporate prayer?
你是否看见在这个团体祷告里面有如此大的能力？
If it can move the hands of those that of him that moves all things,
如果你能够推动那双推动一切之事的神的手,
Let me try to convince you with a few more verses.
我再讲几处经节让你能够与我一同来明白。
This power is given to us.
这个能力已经赐给了我们,
but in a moment you understand it's still His power.
在这个时候你仍然相信是他的能力。
Ezekiel 36 verse 37.
在以西结书36章的37节,
I think Ezekiel had amazing light with this verse.
我想以西结在这个地方实在有一个很大的亮光。
Thus saith the Lord God,
主耶华如此说,
I will yet for this be inquired of by the house of Israel.
我还要因这事被以色列人以色列家求问,
to do it for them.
要为他们成就这事,
I will increase them as them with men like a flock.
我必增加他们的人数如同羊群一般。
Notice what Ezekiel said.
你在这里注意到了吗? 以西结所说的,
He said, I will yet be inquired of by them.
他说我还要因这事被他们来求问。
This is corporate prayer.
这个就是团体的祷告。
This is the prayer in this case of the children of Israel.
在这件事情里面看见的是以色列选民在那里求问。
And then he makes it out abundantly clear.
接着他在这里说得非常的清楚,
that he will react to those inquiries and intercessions, and he says, and I will do it for them.
接着他会说, 我会在这里有答应他们的求问, 我要在那里使他们的人数增加。
In other words, God is waiting to do something, but he is waiting for his people to inquire.
在这里让我们看见神在那里等候他的选民在那里来求问。
And then he will do it.
接着他就要来成就。
This is the mystery of fellowship.
这个是说到交通里面的那个奥秘。
There's a more controversial verse than that.
那有一个让我们觉得有一些矛盾的另外一个经节。
This is in Isaiah 45 verse 11.
在以赛亚书的四十五章十一节里面。
Now my wife and I have had arguments about this verse.
我和我的妻子，我们有的时候会有一些争议。
But I think this verse is very revealing.
但是这句圣经实在是非常有启示。
It shows us the power of corporate prayer.
在这里显示了这个团体祷告的能力。
It says, Thus saith Jehovah, the Holy One of Israel, and his Maker.
耶和华以色列的圣者就是造就以色列的如此说。
Ask me of the things to come, concerning my sons.
将来的事你们可以问我，至于我的众子。
And concerning the work of my hands.
并我手的工作。
And then it ends with these three words.
接着他在这里用三个字来结束
Command ye me
命定我
吩咐我 I don't know about you dear brothers and sisters The first time I discovered that verse I thought this is preposterous
第一次当我来读到这个地方的时候我在想这个不对啊
This is not just preposterous This is presumptuous
在这里好像我们越权了我们越位了
Where does man ever have the right to command God?
人怎么可以有这个权利来命定或者吩咐神做什么事呢
I don't think it takes much to convince you to agree with me on that
我想你们大概不需要用很多来说服你们
But that's not what this is saying
这个也是在这里说到的
God invites his people to ask.
他邀请他的民他的选民来求问
God invites his people to inquire of him.
他在那里寻找他的子民来求问
This is the prayer part.
这个就说到祷告
And he said concerning my sons.
他说关于我众子的事情
Do you know brothers and sisters that's the eternal purpose of God?
弟兄姐妹，你觉得这个是神永远的旨意吗？
If you read Hebrews 2 verse 10, it says that he is bringing many sons to glory.
当我们读到希伯来书二章十节里头说到他要带领众子一同进荣耀。
And concerning the work of my hands,
讲到我手的工作。
And then he says, command ye me.
他在这里说，你们可以吩咐我。
He already wants to do this.
他要做这些事情。
But the power of corporate prayers, he's waiting for his church to realize what he wants to do.
他在等候教会的团体祷告来认识他要做的事情。
And they become that agent on earth that appeals to the living God and says, do what is in your heart to do.
完了他们在地上就这样的响应说做你想要做成的事情。
He will not work till he gets that cooperation.
他不会做工，直到他得到了这样子的求问。
I think you would agree, if that is true, at least there is great power in corporate prayer.
我想你会同意，在团体祷告里面至少有这样子的一个大能。
You have to remember, it is always his power.
你必须认识这个永远是他的能力。
You have to remember it's always his purpose.
这你也明白这个永远是他的旨意。
You have to remember it's always his will.
永远你知道这个是他的目的。
It's just as the people of God, as we wait upon the Lord, we begin to discover what that will is.
而是神的选民需要在这里发现明白神他自己的目的和旨意
And we as the church begin to pray it into being
而我们作为教会我们团体一起祷告把它带到这个使它成就
You remember what I read at the end of Matthew 28 verse 18
记得我们读的马太二十八章的十八节的后半段
All power has been given to me in heaven and in earth.
天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
The power of binding and loosing is bringing heaven's will down to the earth to be manifest.
这个捆绑与释放就是能够把天带到地的这样的能力。
You remember when the Lord taught his disciples how to pray?
你记得主耶稣教他的门徒如何祷告的事情。
There are two incidences. There's the one in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 6, verse 9 to 13.
有两次，一次是在马太的六章九到十节，在那个山上高山上的宝训。
And it is a shorter version in the book of Luke that was when the disciples came and said, "Teach us how to pray," as John taught his disciples.
还有一个比较短的是在路加福音，当他的门徒看他的主耶稣祷告完了以后说，教我们祷告，就像司洗约翰教他的门徒一样。
That was later in the Lord's ministry.
这个是在主耶稣他的执事的靠后面的一段。
But this is what it says in Matthew 6.
这里是在马太六章第六章里头说的。
Thus therefore pray ye, our Father who art in the heavens.
所以你们祷告要这样说，我们在天上的父。
There are three statements made after that.
有三个三句话在这里说到。
The first statement is, let thy name be sanctified or hallowed.
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Let thy kingdom come.
愿你的国降临。
Let thy will be done as in heaven, so upon earth.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
This is corporate prayer.
这个就是。
We say, Lord, we want you to do what is in your heart.
是主啊，我们愿你做在你心中想要做的。
It is your will to sanctify and hallow your name. Let that be done.
愿人都尊你的名，这件事情能够成就。
It is your will that your kingdom should come. Let that be done.
因为你愿意你的国降临，愿主成就你自己的旨意。
And it is your will that it be done on earth as it is done in heaven.
你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
This is the power of binding and loosing.
这个就是捆绑释放的能力。
Are you beginning to understand how the Lord commanded His people to bind and loose? Are you beginning to get it a little bit?
你现在是不是开始有一点明白这个说到我们在地上捆绑释放的这件事情？
I think sometimes it's helpful to read the literal translations.
我想有的时候我们必须来看一些这个直接的直译的方法。
I had a sister ask last night, what version of the Bible do you use?
有个姐妹在那里问我，你用的是哪一个翻译的版本？
Well, this is the Darby version, if it confused you.
我读的是达比的，达密的那个文。
I remember years ago, Brother Kong, I asked Brother Kong about the strange Bible he was using.
我记得多少年以前我问江弟兄，你读的是哪一个版本的圣经？
I was a King James guy all the way.
我一直读的是那个钦定版的那本。
And as a matter of fact, my problem is most of the verses I remembered as a young believer are King James.
我作为年轻的基督徒，当时记住的都是钦定本的那个翻译。
And for 50 years I've been usingThis Darby Bible, and I can't keep the translation straight in my head.
50年来我一直用的达密的这个翻译本，有的时候我还是会觉得有难处。
By the way, I'm not selling the Darby Bible. I hope you understand that. I get no commission.
我在这里并不是要向你们推荐达密的版本。
But he said it's more literal.
而他在那里讲的是根据这个直译。
And I began to read it, and I said, yes, and it's more awkward.
但我在读的时候是觉得它有些拗口。
But listen to what Young's literal translation says about these verses, binding and loosing.
那我们一起来看那个杨氏的直译的版本里面说的。
I think this will help you immensely. It helped me tremendously.
他相信这些也能帮助你，因为他实在帮助了我。
It's a bit awkward, I confess.
这个读起来实在有些拗口。
But it's very clear if you think about it.
但是却是非常的清楚，你仔细想的话。
Matthew 16 verse 19 says, And whatsoever thou mayest bind upon the earth shall be having been bound in the heavens.
在这里16章19节他说，无论你在地上所要捆绑的，必是在诸天里已经被捆绑了。
And whatsoever thou mayest loose upon the earth shall be having been bound, shall be loosed in the heavens.
无论你在地上所要释放的，必是在诸天里已经被释放了。
And I don't need to convince you that in Matthew 18, the similar verses say the exact same thing.
我想你已经能猜到，在那个马太十八章里面讲的也是相同的这样的翻译。
What on earth does this mean? Shall be having been bound.
他在这里到底说的是什么？地是已经被捆绑的。
I want to tell you this is the power of corporate prayer.
我要告诉你，这个就是团体祷告的能力。
This is something that is so very clear when you look at it.
但是你来看这些，你会发觉很清楚。
There is even an explanation of this language.
而这个用这个语言我们可以来解释的。
It's called the past perfect continuous sense. Tense.
过去完成进行时。
The past perfect continuous tense.
过去完成进行时。
Now I'm on thin ice here being an engineer because even though English is my mother tongue, I still don't understand much of it.
我是读工程的，所以这个英语，这个虽然是我的母语，但是有的时候还是不太能够讲得清楚。
The shall be is what is happening on earth. That is present tense.
这个讲到这个要被成全的成就的是用的是现在时。
We're agreeing with the Lord that this that is true in the heaven shall be done on the earth.
我们在那里跟神说，在天上这是真的，也要在地上被成就。
And then the having been bound is what is already done in the heavens.
在天上已经被捆绑的，已经在天上已经成就了。
Because it clearly says having been bound in the heavens and having been loosed in the heavens.
因为在这里清楚地说到是在天上已经被捆绑的，或者是在天上已经被释放的。
Now I don't know if I'll put the whole room to sleep or not.
我不知道我们在这里是不是要睡觉了。
But earth realizes that God has done something already in the heavens, and it's complete.
这个让我们看见在天上已经完成了的事情。
And the power of corporate prayer and binding is loosing is saying, Lord, let this thing be done that is already done in the heavens on the earth.
当这个团体祷告在那里一起在主面前求祷告的时候，你会发觉这些在天上已经做成的要被带到地上同样的成就。
This is the power of binding and loosing.
这就是捆绑与释放的能力。
Earth ratifies what is already done in heaven and says, let it be done on the earth.
地在那里好像同意在天上已经做成的，让它成就在地上。
Listen to how Brother Nee explained this.
我们来听一下尼弟兄他所说的。
What then is the prayer ministry of the church?
他说，那么什么是教会的祷告执事呢？
It is God telling the church what he wishes to do.
就是神把他所愿意要做的事告诉教会。
So the church on the earth can pray it out.
好让教会在地上把这件事祷告出来。
This is the power of binding and loosing.
这个就是捆绑与释放的能力。
If you're still confused, ask Brother Huang.
假如你还有觉得不清楚的地方，问黄弟兄。
Now let's look at another power the Lord gives us.
接下来我们看另外的一种能力是主赐给我们的。
It is the power of His name.
就是他名的能力。
Not only does the Lord give us the power to bind and to loose, He gives us something else of tremendous power.
不仅他把这个捆绑与释放的能力赐给了教会，他还给我们一个无法想象的一个能力。
He gives us the power of His name.
他把他名的能力赐给我们。
This is very clear in the Word of God.
这在神的话中是非常的清楚。
I think when you look at, I'm sorry, I was getting distracted by the clock and making sure I don't run over into dinner. When you look at the Word of God, there are some special chapters from John chapter 13 to 17.
当你在那里读主的话的时候，你会发觉约翰福音有一些特殊的章节，就是从13章一直到17章。
These are words of such great assurance to his church.
这些话里实在有非常大的确据。
You remember the Lord is about to go to the cross.
你知道主耶稣几乎要上十字架了。
And you remember the Lord begins to talk about his absence among them.
他主耶稣也在这个时候要跟他的门徒讲他要离开的事情。
Think about these disciples. These men and women had given their life to serve this one.
你想想他的那些门徒是把自己的生命都已经献给了主的。
And he was going to leave them.
而主这个时候要离开他们了。
But he said, I'm going to do something.
他在那里告诉他们我要做些事情。
I am going to leave you my name, and whatsoever you pray to the Father in my name, that will I do.
我将我的名留给你们，只要你们奉我的名在那里向父求什么，我必成就。
Turn again to John 14.
我们来看约翰福音的十四章。
This is 12 through 14.
十二节到十四节。
Verily, verily, I say to you, he that believes on me, the works which I do shall he do also, and he shall do greater works than these, because I go to the Father.
我实实在在地告诉你们，我所做的事，信我的人也要做，并且要做比这更大的事，因为我往父那里去。
I don't know about you, but that first verse has often confused me greatly.
我不知道你如何，因为这个第一节这里说到的，让我也觉得非常的困惑。
When I think about the great works that our Lord Jesus has done, how is it even possible that we shall do greater works than these?
我在想到我们主耶稣所做的这些伟大的事，我们怎么可能做比这个更大的事呢？
And verse 13 says, And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, this will I do.
13节你们奉我的名无论求什么我必成就。
That the Father may be glorified in the Son, if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it.
叫父因儿子得荣耀，你们若奉我的名求什么我必成就。
Brothers and sisters, these are divine words of the highest assurance.
这个实在是那个神圣的话语在那里显示了那个何等大的确据。
He left us his name, and he said this name is a guarantee that whatsoever you ask in this name, I will do it.
他在这里给我们一个保证，就是他的名，无论你求什么，他就成就。
Can there be higher assurance than that?
还有比这个更高的这个确据吗？
I don't think so.
我不觉得。
And you know, brothers and sisters, one of the most precious things in these chapters 13 to 17 is he said this not once and not twice.
在这个第13章到17章这些宝贵的章节里面，他在这里提到了不止一次或者两次。
He said it again and again.
他在那里一再一再地说。
Look at just as an example, John 15, verse 7.
还有一处在约翰福音的十五章。
If you abide in me, and my words abide in me, you shall ask what you will, and it shall come to pass to you.
第七节，你们若常在我里面，我的话也常在你们里面，凡你们所愿意的祈求，就给你们成就。
Verse 8, In this is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, and ye shall become disciples of mine.
你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。
Look at verse 16.
再看16节。
Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and have set you that ye should go, and that ye should bear fruit, and that your fruit should abide, that whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he may give you.
不是你们拣选了我，是我拣选了你们，并且分派你们去结果子，叫你们的果子长存，使你们奉我的名，无论向父求什么，他就赐给你们。
Look at chapter 16, verse 23.
在约翰福音的16章23节。
And in that day ye shall demand nothing of me. Verily, verily, I say to you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give you.
到那日，你们什么也就不问我了。我实实在在地告诉你们，你们若向父求什么，他必因我的名赐给你们。
Verse 24 says, Hitherto you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full.
向来你们没有奉我的名求什么，如今你们求就必得着，叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
In verse 26 and verse 27,
26, 27节,
In that day you shall ask in my name, and I say not to you that I will demand of the Father for you, For the Father himself has affection for you, because you have had affection for me, and have believed that I come out from God.
父自己爱你们，因为你们已经爱我，又信我是从父来的。
Do you understand the precise and the deliberate assurance that is in these words?
你是否认出在这里有准确的，而且是非常的这个特意的主在这里给我们的确据？
He is saying to us as his own people, I'm giving you something of incalculable power.
在这里他告诉他的选民说，我把这样子的这个能力，是可以计算的能力，给了你们。
You know, brothers and sisters, there's no name like unto the name of Jesus.
弟兄姐妹们知道没有任何的名可以与主的名来相比。
You remember what Paul said in Philippians 2:9-11?
记得保罗在腓立比书第二章九到十一节说的。
It's written, I shall grant him a name that is above every name, and at the name of Jesus shall every tongue confess.
他说到赐给他那超乎万民之上的名，因着这个名，万膝要向他跪拜。
And every knee will bow.
万膝要向他跪拜，无不口称耶稣基督为主。
In the heavens.
在天上。
On the earth.
在地上。
And under the earth.
在地底下。
Is there any power like this, the power that's in this name?
还有什么能够超乎这样的能力？
There's no greater name than this name.
没有比这个名更高的能力。
You know, Brother Nee said something I so appreciated in that book, The Prayer Ministry of the Church.
你弟兄在教会祷告的执事这本书里头又说到这一句。
He said this is the greatest trust God could have ever given to us.
他说是主耶稣，他把他最大的托付给了教会。没有比这个更大的。
That all-powerful name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
就是主耶稣他这样子大能的名。
He said in giving his name to the church, the Lord Jesus granted the greatest trust.
把他的名赐给教会，主耶稣就把最大的托付赐了出去。
For his name represents his very own self.
因为他的名代表他的自己。
And so, brothers and sisters, when we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ,
弟兄姐妹，当我们在那里祷告说奉主耶稣的名，
the Father sees it as a direct request from His only begotten Son.
父在那里听到了，他认这个是从我们主那里直接他自己的祈求。
And the highest heavenly assurance is He cannot deny.
因为
His only Son.
在天上这个最大的保证就是他不能在那里拒绝他自己独生爱子的。
How wonderful is that?
这何等的美妙。
This is the power of His name.
这个就是他名的能力。
But He gives us more.
他给的更多的。
He gives us the power of His presence.
他又把他的同在的能力赐给我们。
You remember what it said in Matthew 18 verse 20?
你记得在马太福音的十八章二十节。
He said, wherever two or three are gathered in my name or unto my name, there am I in the midst of them.
无论在哪里有两三个人奉我的名聚会或者是在我的名下聚会，那里就有我在他们中间。
Oh, I'm so thankful every time I read this verse.
每一次我读到这个地方，我就里面感恩。
Now, I was talking to Brother Han this morning at breakfast.
今天早餐的时候，我跟韩弟兄在说。
And I told him the first time I'd ever given these messages was to a group of eight.
我第一次把这个信息讲这些信息的时候，向着八个人在那里讲。
And I think they planned a meal, and so partway through the message, now there was five.
完了，他们在当中就有人离开，只剩下五个人在听。
And I think some of them got tired of hearing the old southern boy, and then by the time the message ended, there was three.
他们可能听得实在有些疲倦了，所以等到我的信息结束的时候，只剩下三个人。
Thank God that the Lord Jesus didn't say, where 5,000 are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them.
感谢神，主耶稣没有说要有五千个人在一同聚集，我才在他们中间。
Thank God He didn't say, like in the day of Pentecost, the day of Pentecost when 3,000 were saved, when 3,000 are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst.
我们知道五旬节的时候，那一天有三千个人一同被进入主的身体，成为教会。但他没有说，我们需要有三千个人在一起，他在我们中间。
Thank God He didn't say when 300 or 30.
他也没有说三百个或者三十个人。
But He said when 2 or 3.
他说两到三个人。
Brother Han was telling me that gave him a new appreciation of this verse.
韩弟兄说到，他也在这句经节里面的新的认识。
Brothers and sisters, do you realize when we come together unto His name, He is there in our midst?
弟兄姐妹，你是否也里面感恩？当我们只要有两三个人在他的名里聚集的时候，他就在我们中间。
He's not just a distant God far off in the heavens at the throne, but He says, I will presence myself in your midst.
他不是高高在上在宝座那里，而他是在我们中间。
He is never absent from us.
他永远不离开我们。
You remember the Lord Jesus at the end of Matthew, His last words in the end of Matthew.
我们记得在马太福音主耶稣最后的那句话。
He said, and I will be with you until the end of the age.
他说我要与你们同在直到世代的末了。
Isn't that marvelous?
这个实在是令人。
Though He is...Sitting at the right hand of the Majesty on high, He is always with us.
虽然他在至高者的右边，这个宝座的右边，但是他还永远与我们同在。
What a power this presence is!
这个同在的能力是何等的浩大！
This is what we expect when we gather together, because of His committed presence.
这个就是当我们在一同聚集的时候我们能够得着的，因为他已经在那里承认，而且他肯定要在我们中间。
We can pray with authority.
我们可以带着权柄来祷告。
We can pray boldly.
我们可以放胆的祷告。
We can pray executively.
我们也可以按照有执行权的那样子的祷告。
We can pray combatively in spiritual warfare.
我们在那个属灵的征战里面，我们可以说有那样子的推动的能力。
Because this mightiest one is in our midst when we gather.
因为这位大能者是在我们的中间。
What a promise!
何等的应许！
Well, there's one last thing I would like to share with you, so I don't mess your meal up.
最后还有一件事情我要在这里分享的，但愿没有影响到你的晚餐。
This is the power of incense.
这里说到的是香的能力。
You know, my kids, Carl said my dad was a hippie.
我的孩子们说我是一个嬉皮士。
Yeah, I don't know what she said. And we used to burn incense all the time. You'd come into our houses and our rooms and our dorms and...The incense was everywhere.
因为我过去常常在那里烧香，所以到我们家，无论在哪个地方，都闻到这个香的味道。
But that's not the kind of incense it's talking about in the book of Revelation.
这个不是在启示录里面提到的那个香。
This is talking about the powerful incense of God that makes prayer a dynamite, as that hymn said.The dynamite of God.
所以在那里我们看到那个香是具有那个能力，好像就是说那个炸药一样，它有那个大能。
There are two visions we see at that throne.
我们在宝座前看到有两幅情景。
We remember the one when the one was upon the throne with a book with the seven seals.
一个是我们看见在宝座上拿着这个书卷，有七印封着的书卷。
And no one was found worthy to open, to take the book and open the seals.
没有人配来展开这个书卷，揭开这个七印。
You remember that? You turn to Revelation 5 again with me, please.
我们一同来看启示录的第五章。
And then the angel took that book.
Which verse?
Well, let's go to verse 8.
我们一同来看第八节。
And when it took the book, speaking of the angel, the four and living creatures and the 24 elders fell before the Lamb, having each a harp and golden bowls full of incenses, which are the prayers of the saints.
这里说到的是这个天使他拿了书卷，他既拿了书卷，四活物和24位长老就俯伏在羔羊面前，各拿着琴和盛满了香的金炉，这香就是众圣徒的祈祷。
Now, do you know what this means?
你知道这个意思是什么吗？
Brothers and sisters, our prayers...The prayers of the church go all the way to the throne of God.
这里看到的是我们的祷告，教会的祷告，一直上升到了宝座的面前。
And they're kept in a bowl by these keepers of these sacred things.
这些都被盛装在这个金炉的里面。
Our prayers reach the very throne of God.
我们的祷告一直达到神的宝座面前。
Isn't that amazing assurance?
这何等的奇奇，这个何等的确据。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes when I pray, I don't think these prayers have gone even above the ceiling.
弟兄姐妹，有的时候我们觉得我们的祷告可能还不能过那个天花板。
But God's sacred word shows us that the prayers of the church have ascended all the way to the throne and are kept in that golden bowl.
但在这里我们看到神圣的话在那里告诉我们，我们的祷告是冲破，最后到了那个神的宝座的面前，被盛装在这个金炉的里面。
This is the incense that God is looking for.
这是神他在这里寻找等候的这个香。
This is what he wants.
这个是他所要的。
But there's something even more marvelous.
比这个更加奇妙的是。
It's in chapter 8.
在第八章里面。
In chapter 8, we look at 3 and 4.
第三、第四节。
And another angel came and stood at the altar and having a golden censer, and much incense was given to him, that he might give efficacy to the prayers of all the saints at the golden altar which were before the throne.
另有一位天使拿着金香炉来，站在祭坛旁边，有许多香赐给他，要和众圣徒的祈祷一同献在宝座前的金坛上。
And the smoke of the incense went up with the prayers of the saints out of the hand of the angel before God.
那香的烟和众圣徒的祈祷从天使的手中一同升到神面前。
How precious is this?
何等的宝贵。
Not only have our prayers ascended all the way to the throne, but there was other incense added to our very own prayers.
不单是我们的祷告一直升到神的宝座的面前，而且还有其他的香被一同加入到这个里面。
This is the incense of the Lord Jesus, the great high priest, that are added to our often weak prayers.
这里我们看到的是这位大祭司他的祷告被加到我们那个微弱的祷告的里面。
And it says, this divine incense makes our prayers effectual.
在这里看见这个神圣的香让我们的祷告变得有力量。
Isn't that marvelous?
这个实在是何等的宝贵。
This is the power of corporate prayer.
这就是祷告，团体祷告的能力。
Oh, think of Romans 8. Even when we don't know how to pray as we ought, we have the Holy Spirit.
在罗马书的八章说到，况且我们的软弱，我们本不晓得当怎样祷告，但是圣灵在那里亲自在那里帮助我们祷告。
And the Holy Spirit prays with groanings that cannot be uttered.
圣灵亲自用那说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。
And that makes our prayers go all the way to the throne to God.
这个使得我们的祷告能够一直从我们这里到了天上，到神的面前。
But then in Revelation 8, it talks about additional incense. Much incense is added.
在启示录第八章说到的是，还有其他的香，而且是许多的香被加入其中。
And this makes the prayers of the church effective and effectual.
这个就使得教会的团体的祷告变得有功效有能力。
You know, brothers and sisters, in the end, it is His power.
最后我们看见的，这都是他的能力。
In the end, it's the Holy Spirit aiding us in what we can never completely do in ourselves.
在这里我们看见是圣灵在那里帮助我们，我们自己根本不可能做到。
In the end, it's the Lord Jesus adding His own much incense as that great high priest.
在这里我们看见最终是主耶稣这位尊荣的大祭司他的祷告被一起加入。
Ever living to intercede for us.
他长远活着为我们祈求。
And that makes our prayers effective.
这个使得我们祷告有果效。
Well, I think I have 3 minutes.
我想我最后剩三分钟。
This is the power of corporate prayer.
这个就是团体祷告的能力。
If you ever thought,
若是你想,
there's no way we can pray these prayers that will bring heaven to earth.
我们怎么可能有能力祷告使得天上的事情带到地上呢？
There's no way we can bring the Lord and move that hand that moves all things.
我们没有能力可以来推动主他的手来成就他的事。
But the clear teaching about corporate prayer in the Word of God
在神的话中是这样子教导我们这个团体的祷告。
Is He has made everything available to us.
他已经做成了所有的一切给了我们。
So our prayers may go all the way to the throne.
所以我们的祷告可以从这里一直达到天上。
And they may be effective.
而成为有力量的。
That means they will accomplish what they were intended to do.
这个就能够成就他本来应当成就的。
Well, this is the power of corporate prayer.
这个就是团体祷告的能力。
May the Lord help us to understand that.
愿神帮助我们来认识。
May the Lord give us a passion to pray together.
愿神把这样子祷告的热情加给我们。
To be together.
聚在一起。
He is looking for this.
他在寻找这些。
If he can't find it, his purpose will be delayed.
若是他不能找到这样的人，这样的祷告，他的旨意就被延迟。
But eventually he will find it in the people.
最终他会在他的选民中找到。
The question to you and to me is, will we be part of that praying church?
问题是你和我，我们是不是能够成为这些祷告人中的一份子？
Will we be that house of prayer for all nations?
我们能够成为他那个为万民祷告的殿吗？
Will we be those that bind and loose?
我们能够成为那个能够捆绑也能释放的那一群人吗？
And bring the will of God to earth.
把神的旨意带到地上。
This is the eternal purpose of God.
这个是神永远的旨意。
I hope this impresses you deeply.
愿神让我们里面实在被感动。
May we pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we come to you and bow the knee once again.
主，我们来到你的面前屈膝，再一次。
We thank you for so loving us to include us into your eternal purpose.
谢谢你这样子爱我们，把我们包我们一同放在你自己的永远的旨意里面。
The Bible talks about us being your special treasure.
圣经上说我们是那个特特被你宝贝的子民。
And it humbles us that a God that doesn't need us but can do everything all by himself.
这实在是让我们谦卑下来，因为我们神他不需要我们，但是他在等候我们。
Would include us for the accomplishing of his will.
等候我们一同参加你自己的旨意的成就。
Now Lord, we offer ourselves to you tonight.
主，我们今晚把自己奉献给你。
We want to be part of that people.
我们愿意成为这样的选民。
Lord, only you can do it.
因为只有你能做。
But we want to offer ourselves tonight as a living sacrifice that you will be able to do it through us.
今晚我们把自己奉献当作这个活祭，好叫你在我们身上来做成。
Lord, many people never hear these words.
因为许多的人听不到这样的话。
We have heard your voice.
我们已经听见你的声音。
Take us and use us for your glory to accomplish your will.
哦，求你来得着我们，让我们能够成为你话语的这个出口和成就的。
Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
阿门。
阿门。